You're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. Here, we'll help you unlock the secrets of entrepreneurship and self-development. This is your host, Alex Quinn. I'm a full-stack marketing executive and global keynote speaker. Get ready to get real-world knowledge from top-level entrepreneurs and world-class business leaders.
Hey guys, Randy Zuckerberg here.
Hi everyone, it's Neil Patel, and you're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle.
This is the motherfucking CEO, Andy Frisella. You're listening to Hustle Inspires Hustle with Alex Quinn.
Become an authority and thought leader in your niche. Join a free private community of entrepreneurs and professionals looking to grow their business and optimize their performance. Get easy-to-learn resources and materials that empower your personal and financial success. Easily accessible for free on desktop and mobile app. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to access now. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
What's going on, everyone? This is Alex Quinn, and you're listening to the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. On today's episode, we have Eric Hsu, CEO and co-founder of ClickFlow, owner of Single Grain, co-host of Marketing School podcast, and host of the Growth Everywhere podcast. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, Alex. It's great to be here.
Of course, man. Thank you so much for jumping on. I know it's a crazy time right now. It's great to see that we both have these platforms that we could use as a vehicle and as a tool to help out people right now that are confused about what's going on, about what the next move is, about what they need to do to be able to expand during this difficult time. Let's talk about an episode that you recently dropped, How to Safeguard Your Marketing During an Economic Downturn. This was on the Marketing School podcast. I loved this episode. And shout out to Neil. He was recently on the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. We stay listening to you guys all the time, and you guys bring so much value. So thank you for that. On that episode of Marketing School, you talked about how it was a great time, or it is a great time right now, to find a wide variety, a wide pool of talented employees at a way lower cost.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's, you know, like you mentioned, it's a very tough time. So we're recording this, you know, in early April of 2020, but, you know, looking at unemployment, I think it's actually gone above 6 or 7 million, and Fed's projecting 30 to 40% of people might become unemployed, which is a scary number. So that is a big opportunity of talent to tap into, and you're probably going to be able to get talent for cheaper. So, you know, any type of service providers, coaches or consultants right now, that, you know, I think we all need people, right? But especially those types of businesses, yeah, they need people. You know, probably in the next couple of weeks is going to be a really good opportunity. And I'll tell you right now, even Neil, myself, you know, we're having to make tough decisions on the services side, in terms of people, not so much on the other businesses that we have. But yeah, I mean, it's tough sledding right now. So I think, you know, for those of you that are looking for opportunity, definitely there's going to be, you know, employment opportunities to pick people up. But also at the same time, you got to make sure you not only protect your marketing, but you protect your company. And I'm happy to talk about things you can do there. So look, you know, if you're, again, coming back to service type of business, if you are coming up with a plan and you're like, oh, you know, we're going to cut people if we're losing 20, 40, 60% of revenue, that's already too late. So the practical bit of advice for anybody here is, when you're looking at making big decisions for a business, you have to be looking at leading indicators and not lagging indicators. So what do I mean by that? A lagging indicator is looking at revenue. You look at you wait for revenue drop to happen. By that time, it's already too late. So you have to be looking at leading indicators such as, oh, you know, how many sales conversations am I having, you know, week over week? You know, how are my lead conversion rates? You look at those types, like a rate is always good to look at. You look at those leading indicators. If things start to look bad and your stomach turns, you got to make a quick decision, because it's during war times like this that you have to make quick decisions with a lot of, with very little, I should say, very little information. So those are a couple things that you can do out the gate. And again, if you have, let's say you look at your top four clients, and you know, two of them start to wiggle around a little bit, and they say they want a discount or they want to pause, then you know you're in for it, right? And like, even the people that are doing really well right now, they're super scared. Like, I did a webinar yesterday with Noah Kagan from Sumo Group and another guy named Patrick Campbell from ProfitWell. They are storing their acorns up right now. Even though business is good for some of them, they know that winter is coming. Yeah. And you know, they, you just have to you have to play a little defense first, and you have to have a plan before you can even go on offense.
It's true, man. A lot of people are being cautious and holding back right now. You even said it in the episode. Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked. Right now, those that were swimming naked are having a very difficult time. And if you find yourself to be one of those people, this is the time to watch your spending habits, your hiring habits, how you control your money, how you organize your life. So next time a difficult moment comes, you could be more prepared. This is the perfect time to reevaluate your values, your company culture, what your company stands for, to be there for your team, to be there for the people that are contributing towards the business. So together, everyone could figure out what's the best way of moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big point, right? I mean, you know, I was talking to a VC the other day, and, you know, he's been through a couple of downturns. And it's times like this where, yes, you have to make tough decisions as the general, but you also have to look at how you take care of your people afterwards, because those people are going to remember. And also the people that were with you during the time, they're going to see how you took care of those people. They're looking at every single move that you make. So you have to be, you know, you have to make decisions with confidence. It's not going to be easy, but you have to make the tough decisions. And then, you know, trust that, you know, everything that you do is, you know, eventually going to lead you to, you know, survive through this thing.
Yeah, man, it's very important. And honestly, it's an interesting time right now. Having an agency, I've had an agency for about 6.5 years, UADV, and seeing everything that's going on, seeing the interaction with clients, seeing certain markets closing, e-com stores shutting down, is very difficult, but it's not impossible to move forward. The world is changing, but the people that act now and have a positive mindset geared around expansion are going to see their way out of this. They're going to come out even better on the other side. That's why it's very important to watch who's around you and how you're working with them.
Hey, I just wanted to jump in real quick to tell you about how to train yourself in organization, balancing your priorities, developing successful habits, and most importantly, having a better mindset. I'm giving free access to resources and materials on business management and self-development. Go to hustleinspireshustle.com/app to get access. That's hustleinspireshustle.com/app. Make sure to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Hustle Inspires Hustle. Okay, let's get back into the episode.
Something I've been seeing in the digital space now is that a lot of people that weren't taking the internet seriously before are definitely taking it serious now. There's a lot of inquiries for web design. There's a lot of inquiries for consulting. There's a lot of inquiries for marketing on digital channels. It's a key time right now to tap into those channels and figure out the best way to expand your business. I hear a lot of people having a difficult time and upset about having to change the way they do business. But unfortunately, that's the way that things are right now. For us as an agency, we're getting a lot of inquiries for things that we no longer do as an agency, but we are also understanding that the market is changing for the moment. And we're going to have to be able to pivot and not complain and take life by the horns and do what we need to do to continue growing as an agency, as a team, as a community. If you see that everything is changing and things are upside down, this is your perfect opportunity to go out there, make new connections, create new opportunities, find ways for your business to continue to grow, and not let this be a reason as to why you fail. This is going to be the reason that you found an opportunity that let your company get to that next level. But staying at home and feeling sorry for yourself, it's definitely not going to do that. For those who work in the marketing space, it's going to be much easier to be able to do things from a laptop. For those people that need to be moving around, you guys need to figure out an alternative. You guys need to figure out better people to work with, better connections, new tools, and ways to innovate your business.
100%.
On the Marketing School episode, you also talked about cutting non-essential contractors with a plan set in place. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, non-essential contractors would be, I mean, you just have to look at who's producing right now, right? So, you know, for, let's say on the agency side, if you had someone doing, you know, web design work and you're not getting that many clients on the web design side anymore, maybe people that they're not interested, at least when talking to you, then, you know, you have to consider, you have to consider cutting that spend, right? This is why, like, you look at, you know, a lot of companies, like, you have two options here, right? With Virgin Atlantic or Marriott, you know, they're having to resort to either laying people off or furloughing them. And furloughing them basically says, hey, look, we'll continue to give you benefits and we expect you back at a certain point, versus laying off, which is just saying, hey, you know, sorry, we're going to have to say goodbye to you. But, you know, those are the tough decisions that you have to consider when things like this happen.
Absolutely. Now, jumping back to quarantine, for the people that are quarantining and finding themselves at home with extra time, do you have any books in the marketing or self-development space that you could recommend that they could read right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think for people that are starting out, I mean, I actually just did a podcast with Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels yesterday. Nice. And I was speaking to him, and he's got a good set of books that you can buy. There's a trilogy. So there's .com secrets, there's expert secrets, and traffic secrets. And I think that's a really good way to get started in terms of like, look, you want to build an internet business. Now's the time. The best time was yesterday, but now's the next best time. Right. So, I'll say take a look at that one. But I think more than ever, it's really important for people to understand mental models, because times like this are very stressful, and times like this, people can lose their mind. So I think Farnham Street is a great blog, and they actually have a book on mental models, and he's coming out with different volumes. But a mental model is basically a tool for you to evaluate how to look at life. And I think that's really important, because a lot of people, they just, they're very optimized to, make money, but you kind of have to get your mind screwed on right first, or else you end up getting screwed.
Yeah. So you could handle that money, because if you don't have your head on right and you don't have your life structured correctly, that money could go as fast as it came. Now, Eric, why don't you talk to me about ClickFlow?
Yeah, I mean, ClickFlow is content intelligence software. And what that basically means is our software helps you grow your organic traffic while making you look like a genius. Because a lot of people running these types of software, they have to report to a boss, and oftentimes they don't really know how to show the effect of it. So that's what our software does. It's really geared towards helping people, helping content teams grow their organic traffic while handling a lot of heavy lifting around their reporting. So what we've done with that is we've actually taken, approach where we bundle it with our agency services, and that works out well because we not only get SaaS revenue, but we get agency revenue as well.
I love the way you guys have that set up with the agency to get that SaaS revenue. Now, look, Eric, first of all, I want to thank you for all of the content that you put out, for putting so much work into that content. I could tell you that my team and I consume it almost on a daily basis, and we find tremendous value in it. It seems like you're extremely passionate about what you do. Where can the listeners find you and have an opportunity to connect with you and consume that content so they could apply it to their business?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is people can just email me, eric@singlegrain.com, or they can add me on Instagram, Eric with an O, O as in orange, S-I-U on Instagram.
All right, guys, you heard it. This is Alex Quinn with Eric Hsu on the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. See you guys on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Hustle Inspires Hustle podcast. I'd appreciate it if you could share, leave a review, and subscribe to the show. Visit hustleinspireshustle.com/app for more free resources, event invitations, and online courses to empower your personal and financial success. Learn about marketing, finances, business development, branding, strategic partnerships, and much more. If you're looking to further connect, check me out on Instagram or LinkedIn at Alex Quinn. That's AlexQuinn. See you on the next episode.